Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's Holy Word. We also have a TV program that airs right after this program at 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 on your television entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs that you can download in MP3 files. You'll also find our TV program that you can view at your leisure. And also there's a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. We also, at the end of this broadcast, will invite you to come and worship and study God's Word with us at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want you to know that you'll always be warmly received, and our only desire is to have you worship and study God's Word with us to demonstrate your need to have a relationship with the Lord in your life. We have been looking at an overview of the entire Bible, and we are now at the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And we are in chapter number 2, and last week we looked at the church of Ephesus, who was one of the 7 churches that were addressed in the book of Revelation. We are now looking at the second church, and that is the church of Smyrna. It begins in chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. Let us read. To the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, your tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, that you may have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Now, of the 7 churches, this is one who is determined to be faithful by God, one of the 2, Smyrna. Smyrna is commended in this letter with no condemnation. Notice he begins in this letter in verse 8, that he describes the character of himself. He says, to the first and the last who was dead and came to life. He's talking about the Lord. That emphasizes his deity, that yes, he died, but he was resurrected from the dead. He is the first and the last. That means in all things, he has preeminence. Everything begins and ends with the Lord. That's consistent with what he said himself before he left to go to heaven, that all authority had been given to him in heaven and earth. That's consistent with the fact that he is the beginning and end of all things, since he was there at the beginning and he will be there at the end. And it also demonstrates his eternal nature. And so it demonstrates his right to make the conclusions that he is drawing. He says he knows their works. Again, this is a theme of the letters, that he is aware of the things that they are doing. And he knows of their tribulation. He knows of the difficulties that they have incurred by their stand for truth. He also knows that they are impoverished. But again, he's talking about, even though they have poverty, but they are very rich spiritually. And so he's trying to show a contrast here. Yes, they may be poor monetarily, but they are rich spiritually. And he says, I know the blasphemy. The word blasphemy here means to speak against. And he knows the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews or are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Those who were opposing them that claimed to be God's children, they were really of the synagogue of Satan. They really have Satan as their father. Now, this is a theme that Jesus himself portrayed and labored against the Jews of his time when he told them in John 8, when they tried to say that they were of their father Abraham and tried to tie themselves to the lineage of Abraham, he says, no, your father's not Abraham, your father's the devil, and his will you will do. And so he correctly points out to those in John 8 that even though they claimed to be God's children and they may have been Jews, they were doing the work of the devil because they were blaspheming against Christ and rejecting him. Therefore, They were not of God, they were of Satan, because they were doing his will. And so in verse 9, he says, but they are the synagogue of Satan. They are the dwelling place of Satan. Why? Because they are doing Satan's will. When they blaspheme against things that are contrary to God's will, then their father is the devil and it is not God. But verse 10, he tells them not to fear those things which they are about to suffer. Now the blaspheming and the difficulty and the tribulation that he knows that they've endured, it is not going to end. It is going to increase. And so they are told that they are going to yet face suffering. Now that might not be a very positive thing, and it might not be very encouraging to know that they are going to suffer further, but it should be encouraging to know that God is aware of it. That God is aware of it, and God's going to try to help them in order to sustain them during this difficulty of tribulation and this period of blasphemy and the suffering that they're about to endure. He says that the devil's about to throw some of you into prison. Now again, the devil is doing that by his agents. And that probably has reference to Rome. That Rome was persecuting Christians in the first century and trying to destroy the church. We even know that Paul was busy doing that. If we go back to Acts 9 and Acts 22 and 26, by his own words, he was persecuting the Christians and the church, trying to destroy it and casting men and women into prison. Now, he was doing that, and the Sanhedrin was doing that, and the Jews of the first century were doing that, thinking they were doing the will of God. But they were not doing the will of God. They were doing the will of Satan. But notice, he says, you're about to be thrown into prison that you may be tested. Now, what does it mean to be tested? Well, their faith is going to be tried. You know, men are going to try our faith. Satan is going to try to destroy our faith. And he's going to use messengers and he's going to use things that are at his disposal in trying to test our faith. God allows the test. They cannot make us fall. They cannot make us do things against our will. But God says we will be tested. And so he's telling them beforehand so they can prepare for this test that is going to test them in tribulation and being cast into prison. And he says, you will have tribulation 10 days. Now again, 10 days just means a completed amount of time. This goes back to the numerology of the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, the number 10 is a complete number. And so they're going to be in prison for a period of time, until that time is completed. Now, it's not a literal 10 days, but it's going to be whatever time it is, it's going to have a beginning and it's going to have an ending. But what does he commend them to do? To be faithful even to the point of death, and they will receive the crown of life. Again, they are to be faithful even if it means that they will die for the cause of Christ. And sadly enough, in the first century, many did die. Many were put to death for their faith in Christ, for their unwillingness to not bow to Caesar as God, to not accept the emperor worship as God, and to say that he was God and worship Caesar, which the Christian could not do. And many times, because they were unwilling to submit to the so-called deity or God as he wanted to be expressed as Caesar, many times they were put to death. And so he's telling them that they need to be faithful even in the face of death, even if death would be the outcome. That they should be faithful. Why? That they might receive the crown of life. Now again, there are many who scoff at the understanding that man must do anything to obtain his salvation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how would you square that with what this tells us? In this letter in the Revelation, it says that they're going to be tested. They're going to be tried. They're going to have tribulation. And they're even going to come to the point of death, and some of them might even die for the cause of Christ. And yet they're told to remain steadfast and faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. Ladies and gentlemen, understand what is being said here about the church in Smyrna. That if they want to receive the crown of life, they're going to have to be past their test, even in the face of death, even with the threat of death, even if death would be the result. They must remain faithful in order to receive the crown of life. That's what the Revelation letter says here in verse number 10. Now in verse 11 again, he says, to he who overcomes, he will not be hurt by the second death. You know, all men are going to die physically, Hebrews 9:27. We're not going to live forever on this earth. We are going to die. Our body of flesh and blood is going back to the dust from which it came. Genesis 3:19 teaches that, and also Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7. And so we're going to die, and we can't get around that. The Bible commands us to die to sin. In Romans chapter 6, we are to die to sin. How do we die to sin? We put it to death, Colossians 3, verse 5 through 10. We put to death the works of the flesh. We put to death the things that are contrary to God's will. And sin, we take it out of our life. How do we do that? By rendering obedience to the gospel, by living faithful lives. Therefore, we will be counted as overcoming. We will be those who will be overcome and will not be hurt in the second death. What is the second death? The second death is eternal separation from God. It is being cast into hell forever. That is the second death. Now, how do we know that? Look at chapter number 20. In Revelation chapter 20, and in verse number 14 and 15, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And so the lake of fire and the second death has to do with hell. It has to be being separated from God for an eternity by never being in his presence, never being in his light. And so who are those who experience the second death? Those who do not overcome. You see, this passage gives us the positive and the negative. To the one that overcomes, to the one that's faithful even in the face of death, to one who never gives up, who endures, perseveres, always moving, always abounding, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15:58, then even though they would die physically, they will not be hurt by the second death. Why? Because they will not be sentenced to be eternally separated from God. Why? Because they have remained faithful. They have died in faith. They have been tested and tried, and they passed their test. And since they've done that, then God is going to reward them. And so notice that this is a good church. Smyrna is a good church. They have remained steadfast. They have tried those who are false and found them to be false. They are willing to suffer. They are willing to go through tribulation. And even they are told that it's going to continue. It's going to increase. They're going to suffer. They're going to be cast into prison. But don't lose heart. Be faithful. Be determined. Be focused. And if they remain faithful, they not only will receive the crown of life, but they will not be hurt by the second death. They will not be cast into hellfire with the devil and his angels. Why? Because they have passed their test. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tested. Will we pass our test, or will we be faithful unto death so that we can receive a crown of life, and so that the second death will have no power over us? It's a choice that men must make. We hope they will make the right one. Thank you.